and slide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, 9:09 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Had a hard time deciding when to come in there. It's hard to find a good breaking point for Bohemian Rhapsody, but great song, great music on Red Rock 92, as always. Glad you're listening to the station, and hope you're going to be able to enjoy the music the rest of the day as well. Well, again, I'm David Boyle, bringing you local news and happenings here on the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at some local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. The Bears Ears Monument draft plan has been published. Mentioned that previously, but to have a little bit more details now, as the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service has published a draft management plan for the National Monument. The BLM and Forest Service are seeking public input for 90 days on the draft plan starting March 8th, which will guide the management of the National Monument. The 1,200 pages found in Volumes 1 and 2 of the draft lay out five alternatives, including an identified preferred alternative for the management of the 1.36 million acre monument located in San Juan County. The identified preferred alternative emphasizes maximizing the consideration and use of tribal perspectives on managing the landscape of the monument. A press release published on March 8th from the agencies noted that the draft plan incorporated, quote, input from the Bears Ears Commission, the state of Utah, other cooperating agencies, and the public. The agencies are committed to ensuring that existing uses of cattle grazing, recreation, and traditional gathering of firewood and plants continues as part of the monument's management. As part of President Joseph Biden's restoration of the monument, an emphasis was placed on a cooperative management role of indigenous peoples with ancestral ties to the Bears Ears area. The input was provided through the Bears Ears Commission that's made up of representation from the Navajo Nation, Ute Mountain Ute Tribe, Ute Indian Tribe of the Uinta and Ouray Reservation, the Hopi Tribe, and the Pueblo of Zuni. BLM State Director Greg Sheehan said that the publication of the draft resource management plan and associated environmental impact statement begins the next steps in the Bears Ears National Monument planning process. So the 90-day public comment period on the draft resource management plan, environmental impact statement, and related proposed recreational shooting closures and proposed areas of critical environmental concern is now open. Again, so there's five alternatives listed. We wrote about it in the San Juan Record, latest edition out now. You can pick it up throughout the area, so won't go through all five, but alternative A is a no-action alternative, meaning not a lot of changes. Then alternative B, C, and D also exist, and again, the preferred alternative is identified as alternative E. That, again, maximizes the consideration and use of tribal perspectives on managing the landscape of the monument. The document states that the alternative is meant to emphasize resource protection and the use of traditional indigenous knowledge and perspectives on the stewardship of the Bears Ears landscape. This includes considerations of natural processes and seasonal cycles in the management of Bears Ears National Monument and collaboration with tribal nations to incorporate those considerations into day-to-day management. The summary of Alternative E includes that recreation areas would be based on four zones, including front country of 19,000 acres, passage 7,500, outback 265,000, and remote, listed at 1 million acres, with recreation facilities development allowed in front country and passage zones where necessary, and recreational shooting prohibited in the monument, although hunting will be allowed in all alternatives, following regulations of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. According to information from the agencies, under all alternatives, existing hiking trails would presently remain open for use, and new trails may be designated. Trails that may harm cultural sites will be evaluated for ways to avoid or reduce impacts. The preferred alternative seeks to encourage visitors to hike on existing trails. It allows off-trail hiking while continuing to evaluate areas and trails for use or closure if needed. It also specifies circumstances in which a special recreation permit is required, such as for large groups. The agencies also say under all alternatives, dispersed camping would be permitted in the monument with some restrictions. The preferred alternative provides for ongoing evaluation to where to designate camping sites and areas, and to monitor water use and water disposal by visitors to determine if additional management is required. As part of the preferred alternative, 88% of the monument would remain available for grazing. That's 1.1 million acres. The preferred alternative also prioritizes the review and process of grazing permits and leases, including compliance monitoring and resource assessments, in order to protect monument objects. Under all alternatives, leases that are voluntary or relinquished by current leaseholders would be retired from future livestock grazing as required by the monument proclamation. The number of livestock permitted to graze within the monument is the same across the preferred alternative and two of the three other action alternatives. Another big part of the preferred alternative, it identified two areas of critical environmental concern within the monument, including the Johns Canyon Paleontological Area of Critical Concern, Environmental Concern, and an aquifer protection, which would also be nominated. The preferred alternative would also include the management of 400,000 acres of lands with wilderness characteristics. That's an appearance of naturalness and outstanding opportunities for primitive and unconfined recreation or solitude of non-wilderness study areas. The preferred alternative would be an increase of 370,000 acres over the current no-action alternative. So be a large increase in lands with wilderness characteristics. The preferred alternative seeking collaboration with the Bears Ears Commission and making sure that its standards are guided by the traditional ecological knowledge and tribal expertise as it relates to vegetation management and as well as trees and wood use. So you can make your comments known now for the next 90 days. Again, it's a 1,200-page document that we just barely scratched the surface on. Try not to editorialize or pontificate, I guess, when I'm reporting this news. But in my reading of it, it seems like the preferred alternative would really be aimed at working with the Bears Ears Commission on co-management of the monument, which, again, you know, that was a big emphasis of the proclamation, and there was a big signing of a document a couple years back about the importance of that. So that seems to be the emphasis of it, and with that emphasis, the agencies, along with the commission, I think would have a lot of leeway to address areas of concern as it relates to cultural relics throughout the monument. So, changing hiking paths if necessary in, you know, not in the identified areas that would be open for recreation, but again, review of possible changing of paths or just ways to protect cultural resources. To me, that seemed to be the big emphasis. But again, it's 1,200 pages, bunch of legal jargon in it and bureaucratic language. So that's my assessment of it. What that means and what folks would like to see, that's up to folks to weigh in over the next 90 days and provide public comments. So anyways, very interesting. Again, we've written extensively about this in the latest edition of the San Juan Record, which is available now and online at sjrnews.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, 9:21 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. Of course, I probably should have mentioned this earlier. Bill's out on vacation this week, so now some of you maybe wonder where Bill's at. He's on vacation, enjoying his time off, so that means I'm doubling up duty here on the morning show. But glad you've listened to us, glad you've joined us this morning. Taking a look at local news in the area, the National Weather Service out of Grand Junction is calling today through Saturday a long period of unsettled weather with hazardous travel expected for mountains and rain for the valleys. Cold front moves through today, bringing snow to many mountains. Winter weather advisories are in effect through tomorrow morning and Thursday onward. A slow-moving area of low pressures shifting snow and rain to the San Juans and La Salle and Abajos. That being said, snow and rain is expected to continue through Saturday. Very interesting. Maybe some snowfall. I think this was... We were supposed to have the front end of the storm last night, and certainly here in Monticello, there's not really much on the ground, but you look up at the mountains and there's a bit of snow, so we may have some winter weather rolling in today through the weekend, so keep an eye on that, and maybe not the best time to travel through the mountains this weekend, but time your travel accordingly. Check out road conditions before you go. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area. A report from Doug McMurdo of the Times Independent on a second complaint filed in the Gabby Petito wrongful death case. Former Moab chief Brett Edge and other former and current officers have been dismissed from a $50 million wrongful death lawsuit filed by the parents of Gabby Petito late in 2022. Petito, a 22-year-old aspiring online travel influencer who was living in a van with her boyfriend, was killed in Wyoming weeks after the couple was the subject of a domestic violence investigation in Moab that attorneys for Petito's parents claim cost Petito her life. Salt Lake firm Parker and McConkey filed a Second Amendment complaint on behalf of Petito, Joseph Petito and Nicole Schmidt on February 25th, 3 days after a judge agreed to remove Edge, who resigned from the police department shortly after Petito's death amid a host of problems with his department. Former Assistant Chief Braden Palmer and current officers Eric Pratt and Daniel Robbins. The men were removed from the lawsuit after the plaintiffs couldn't pay a $200,000 bond that was required by the state. Additional information about that change in the case can be read in the Times Independent online at moabtimes.com. So again, you know, that's an unfortunate event, and it really captured the attention of the nation at the time, and in a wrongful death lawsuit has been filed by the families and works its way through the court system, but it's removed some officers involved. And of course, you know, if you're in Moab or you've been around, you know, this has been a tough thing that again captured the attention of the nation and even the world for some time, and lots of analysis, and ultimately the death of Petito happening a few days after the domestic violence incident that Moab police responded to. And again, you know, the courts, I guess, will judge that, but again, you've probably seen the video if you're interested, and it seems like they did as best they could, but hindsight being 2020, wish it could have been different, perhaps. Again, you can read more about that in the latest edition of the Times Independent. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way. I guess I should mention, Bill's not here, so I've got to give you the rundown of the latest edition of the San Juan Record. Taking a look, it's available now. And again, it's being prepared now to be sent out. Online edition is available online for those with subscriptions. Taking a look on the front page, we've got, again, what we just talked about previously, the Bears' Monument Draft Plan being published. Also talked about the arrest made in the case of the missing Blanding men, and it's now turned to a homicide investigation. We spoke about that yesterday on the morning show. I've got a bunch of other information in the paper, the county party caucus results. We've also got news out of the San Juan County Commission, where they approved some grants to local businesses, and also a letter to be sent to Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin requesting a meeting to discuss some items of concern. Also in the latest edition, we've got a photo of folks in the Blanding Quilt Guild, the Grayson Country Quilters, that have donated 38 quilts to several organizations in the area. We've got a photo of a mug, part of a new exhibit at Edge of the Cedars in Blanding. Got some letters to the editor, Food Adventures column by Mary Kokenauer. Got photos of the San Juan region for National History Day competition, high school and junior high students competing in that in Blanding, USU's campus. Late February, we've got a photo of the winners on the back page of the A section, and we've also got a story from Steve Simpson, his Tide of the Post column. We've also got All-State wrestlers. We recognize the top three finishers in from San Juan County schools, and there were a bunch of them, 10 in total. And you can read about them again in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. Got a story about the start of spring sports. We've got obituaries for Ferd Johnson and Sandra Black, as well as lots of other information on the back page. We've got the spring sports schedule for Monticello High School. So, available now. Pick up your copy today and enjoy the San Juan Record. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral services and memorial services. Funeral services for lifelong area resident George Martin Griffith Sr. will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, that's March 15th, at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez, interment to follow at Dove Creek Cemetery. Funeral services for Sandra Black, age 83, of Monticello, begin at noon this Friday, March 15th, at the Monticello North LDS Chapel, with visitation from 10 to 11:30. Services for Larry Williams Christensen, age 79, of LaSalle, are at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 16th, at the LDS Stake Center on Locust Lane in Moab, a viewing to be held at 10 a.m., and a celebration of life for longtime resident, Cortez resident, Jim Johnston, will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd, at the First United Methodist Church of Cortez. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Homes, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-0233. 1958, brought to you by Rawhide Auctions. Right on in Rawhide.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatio, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, 9:32 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area. That was Centerfold by the Jay Gillis Band from their album Freeze Frame. The song is about a man who is shocked to discover that his high school crush appeared in a centerfold spread for a men's magazine. And it's a catchy song, but it's kind of a dumb song, in my opinion. But I don't know. That was the number one song today, on today's date in 1982. Taking a look at the history on this day in 1781, the planet Uranus was first discovered by English astronomer William Herschel, named for the father of the god Saturn. Today is National No Smoking Day. It's also Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day, National Coconut Tort Day, National Fill Our Staplers Day, and National Ken Day, the faithful sidekick of Barbie. March 11th, 1961 is his birthday. He just turned 63 years old, and he's just Ken. Happy birthday, I guess, to Ken from Barbie. Other birthdays, happy birthday to singer Neil Sedaka, is 85 years old today. Breaking up is hard to do. Political commentator Charles Krauthammer was born 74 years ago today, died in 2018. Adam Clayton, bassist for U2, is 64 years old today. Actor William H. Macy is 74 today. Birthdays today locally for a couple of folks, including Don Johnson, Kyle Hostler, Christopher Beanland, and Jamie Pipkin Boone. Let's see if I maybe have some other birthdays to bring you today here on the morning show. If you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info at redrock.com. RedRock92.com. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, and we're happy to give any shout-outs you want as well. You got, someone's wedding coming up, or, anniversary celebration, or just want to say hey to your friend, feel free to reach out to us. We've got lots of folks to shout out, lots of listeners throughout the Red Rock area, folks up in Green River listening, out in Shiprock. We've got folks working the Aneth oil fields and McElmo oil fields. So, hey, thanks for listening. Again, throughout the Red Rock area, wherever you're listening, feel free to reach out. Love to give you a shout-out on the morning show. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and then be back with the sports reports, giving you local sports and regional sports throughout the Red Rock area. Again, we'll send you off with the job fair, be back to talk sports here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at the Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrand role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Flip-flop and fish-flop weather is on its way. So come on into Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, and get geared up for spring. Easter's right around the corner, and we've got your Easter basket needs covered. Summer toys are here. Squirt guns, water balloons, yard games, and more. And it's time to get ready to plant that garden. We've got your seeds and starters. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, and Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber Grills, Ego Electric Mowers and Trimmers, Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, 9:45 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I've been doing this by myself, but no longer here to talk sports. Rhett Sifford. How are we doing, Rhett?
It remains to be seen if you're still alone. I don't know how much I offer, how much I bring to the table, but hey.
No, you bring a lot. Anyone who listens to Red Rock 92 knows Rhett's voice, of course, voice of the San Juan Broncos, but not for another couple months now.
Not till August. Yeah. Are you so you're feeling lonely this week? We feel a little sad for you, man.
Well, no. It's always fun working with your dad, but it gets my voice gets a little tired too on the morning show. I'm kind of like,
It's nice to have a nice dad and a nice relationship. There's some people who would not say it's nice to work with their dad, but I'm not one of those people.
Yeah.
But.
Yep. No, it is. It's awesome. It's awesome. But yeah, he's on vacation. So,
He's on vacation because it's spring break in southeastern Utah.
Yep.
But I'm kind of amazed. We were just talking off air in the other room. Some of these teams must just schedule their schedules without any consideration of spring break. I imagine that's probably frustrating for some parents, but you know, this weekend is chock full of baseball. There's a big tournament coming up in Moab. Grand County's going to be hosting a bunch of baseball teams. You know, San Juan's going to be there. Of course, Grand County will be there. Emory, North Summit, and in our local listening area, Montezuma Cortez will be there. That's going to be a fun tournament this weekend. Yeah. Some good teams. Grand County's got a pretty good baseball team this year. And San Juan, of course, is expected to do well. San Juan's off until that tournament this weekend. But Grand teams had a pretty good day yesterday. The baseball team swept Bayfield in a doubleheader, 14-0 and 14-7. So they're 3-2 on the year. Obviously, the year is new. You know, it's we're low in the standing so far, or don't have many games under our belts. And the Grand County boys soccer team beat Millard 7-1. So they shellacked Millard yesterday. And I think both of those teams are going to be pretty decent this year. Tough day for Dove Creek baseball opening up their season at Shiprock. They lost 7-6. I don't know if that went into extra innings or not. Then girls soccer, Montezuma Cortez was shut out by Bayfield yesterday, 1-0. And Bayfield's right outside of our local listening area, so they're almost a local team. We have a couple teams like that, like Ignacio and Bayfield and even down to Farmington, and those guys are all semi-local, you know, obviously a lot of rivalries down there. So Bayfield had the edge over Montezuma Cortez girls yesterday. Not much going on today, but we do have girls golf. Grand County and San Juan are playing at Green River today. They're not actually playing Green River. It's a Region 15 match, so they're just going to be playing the Green River course. You've got Dove Creek baseball at Ignacio tomorrow. Then, like I said, the baseball tournament in Moab this coming up weekend, Friday and Saturday. So it's a little bit light for the next couple days until we get to the weekend. But then, yeah, there's some teams, Grand and San Juan especially, who parents are not able to go on spring break trips, I guess. Either that or they're leaving their kids here and going. So, yeah, that's how it is for this week so far. A little bit light, but spring sports getting underway. It'll get underway in earnest next week after spring break is done. And I'm not sure when Colorado spring break is. That may be next week. So
busy time. Appreciate all you do, right? You know, we always kind of say, always breathe a sigh of relief after the winter sports season, but then the spring sports season, it seems like there's three times as many teams. You know, there's so many different sports going on. So
yeah, it stays steady. It's nice that we don't. You know, it's fun to do the broadcast. It's tough to do the travel. It's tough on our families with the travel. Obviously, you know that well. And I forgot. I'm a little remiss. I know we covered this on Monday, but just want to mention again the Dove Creek and Mancos girls basketball teams. They both lost in the quarterfinals, but then they both rallied to win two games in a row and both finished fifth. So congratulations to those two teams. They were the last two teams standing to officially close the winter sports season that we just referred to. So
yeah. Congratulations to them on a great year. Yeah, like you say, you know, if only we could do these broadcasts, you know, during business hours, 9 to 5, and they were and they were done at the right outside the offices of the San Juan Record. But that's not the case. So yeah, makes these spring sports a little difficult. But we'll still bring you these updates, and Rhett Sifford's gonna stay on top of that. Yeah,
we cover all the teams in southwestern Colorado, southeastern Utah. So I know they appreciate it. We get thanks all the time about it. So yeah. It's our pleasure to follow all these teams. A lot of good teams, a lot of fun sports coverage. So
absolutely. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Now looking at the regional sports report, the Utah Jazz defeated by the Boston Celtics last night in Salt Lake City, 123-107. Tonight, the Denver Nuggets are in Miami taking on the Heat. That tips off at 5:30. And I think that looks like that's it for our regional teams. With it, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We're really glad that you joined us this morning. And as always, we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.